I love that pressure because if I don't go through that pressure, I don't think it gives me enough courage for me to break through to have my own business. Yeah. It's a need of growing and learning as well. Other people will feel pressure and stress. For me, I like it. It pushed me to the resilient kind of mood that I must be better for myself. I don't know. I'm still young. Maybe that's why I still have energy. I still have health.
Should do it when you're young. That's why they say you should hustle when you're young.
Yeah. So that's the point of I want to make that. The asset can make it balance. I never see it in my whole life. Do you see that?
I don't think it's balanced, because like what you're saying, like I told you last time when I was in the corporate world, I stopped taking calls at 6:30, I stopped taking calls in the weekend, but that was also because I have no children.
Mm.
So I don't have that added responsibility of feeding somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, even the guilt for you to from the office walk home, you feel so heavy in your chest.
Because you're like,
every night
I'm wasting my time.
Another night you beat yourself up because
I don't see her
in the morning. And then I don't see her at night.
Hmm.
Can you imagine? And then weekend, you were just so exhausted. And sometimes weekend, you also have to work.
Hmm.
Because you want to hit your target and you have
because
to keep
admin
selling.
Things to do. You need to make calls.
I don't see that I have a life.
No,
you know?
No.
So.
But it was necessary to build. It was necessary to do that to build what you have today.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love that pressure because if I don't go through that pressure, I don't think it gives me enough courage for me to break through to have my own business.
Yes.
That's why when people come to me right now and complaining about like,
oh, it's so hard, I cannot start the business.
I'm laugh not because I'm looked down on them. I'm laugh because...
You reminds you of yourself last time.
I just realize how much I take my success for granted.
Mm, like they remind you again.
Yeah, it remind me again that you did it.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a multi-millionaire kind of company, but
good enough.
Good enough that I can survive, take care of my children, have a time to contribute to the society back, serve and support other back.
Nice dinner once in a while.
Yeah, and have a good team around me that I can train them and teach them back also, and have time for myself. Right. I have time for myself. It's something.
I think it's very difficult.
But I have
it's very difficult.
Yeah, it's like especially when you think like you have to give everybody everything every day, right? You don't have you don't have that energy if you don't take care of yourself. You burn out.
Bruh.
I think when you're younger, to be honest, when you're younger or when you don't really have that much responsibilities, especially for Asians, a lot of us we live with our parents, right? Especially in Singapore, we live with our parents. You don't have to pay the bills.
Mm.
You don't have to take time out to clean the house.
Yeah.
Right, you don't obviously you have no kids. I will hope not, not at that age. If you're young, you really should hustle because later on that's when after that you can choose to have more of a life balance.
Yeah,
if you hustle at the beginning, because your first responsibility will come when you have your own house, then the bills will come, and then you will understand why some parents who are barely surviving, they always have that look of, I don't know how to explain, that look of desperation or sadness or like, what should I do?
And like, where the meal
next?
On the table
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, correct. And it's it just gets more and more with as life goes on, especially if you have your own house, and then if you have kids, it's just more and more.
Mm.
And then you are less and less able to take time out for yourself. Because if let's say you hustle when you're young, you hustle and then you can have time for yourself because you have no other people you need to take care of, right?
Mm.
But if let's say you have a house ready, you need to hustle and then you need to clean the house. It is a real chore, people, okay? You think household chores is easy? It is not.
It's not.
There is always something to do, please.
That's why I love Maya.
Yeah, I love Maya also.
Yeah.
I would love to have a Maya also. There is always something to do. There is always something to do. So it's not easy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have no more time for yourself. And then you add a kid on top of that. No, no, no more time. So you should just hustle when you're young and do like a work when you're younger. And then slowly you can move on towards the work life part. This is my biggest lesson.
Mm.
When as I grow older. and I have things to take care of. Not that I have a kid, lah, but the house alone is... I'm just glad that because Wen Kai and I, we are both adults. So it's like, even if our income is lower, we are able to make it work. We don't have to worry about school fees or uniforms or textbooks, which is or tuition, which is all like real things, right? I mean, as adults, you can eat less. It's okay.
Yeah.
You don't take Grab, you just take train or whatever. It's all okay.
Yeah.
But for your kid, how can you say, oh, you don't go to school because I don't want to pay your school fee? You know what I mean? It's a different kind of pressure.
Oh, yeah. I pay for her per hour for my Chinese teacher, like her Chinese teacher.
And then there's a transport. Then the school uniform.
Yeah.
Because they grow so fast, right? This one that sounds like two aunties talking, but it is true, I tell you. I am just...
Did we just keep pressure to make Singaporean harder to get kids? I don't know.
No, I have no kids, but even I also understand because right now, Wen Kai and I, we are just we left our corporate jobs, right? And then so we are just like we're trying to go upwards now. And so it's like I'm just at this point I'm just really glad that we didn't have kids because we were thinking about trying last year. Oh, this is nothing about work-life balance. We were thinking about trying last year, but then after that, it just didn't happen. And then so now I'm just glad that we have not no kids. Because I cannot imagine if we have kids, right? The pressure on us will be madness.
Yeah.
It will be crazy. And a lot of things that I choose to do or that he choose to do will no longer be fully freedom of a choice.
Oh no, of course. You have a kid, your life will blend around the kid. That's it.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, not, if you, you choose
that's why we're back to the what is your priority. Yeah. Right. So for me, I know I'm the very family person. Yeah, I don't look like I'm a family person, but yes, I am.
She's a family stay-at-home type. She prefers to stay at home.
Yeah, I'm not a type of...
She loves stay-at-home.
Yeah. I love stay-at-home. I love to bring my friend come over my place, cooking for them. Or like just cooking at home with my family, people.
Cooking.
I'm not interested...
Cooking and feeding people.
Yeah, I really... You know, I used to judge myself and beat myself up because why I don't go out and party like other people. Like I used to really, I really think I
something I'm is not, wrong with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, why my friend love to go out and party, and why I just want
like
to
that's
at home
how
and
young
cook
people
it.
Should be.
Yes,
but
why I don't
true.
Do that?
Don't
oh, you... thank God, girl, whoever like me, you are 20 in 20 right now. Trust me. Let all these girls enjoy your future husband, which is your future man, whatever it is. Because, you know, I'm really just realized that after I date my boyfriend right now, like, let's just let the good-looking guy, you know, handsome, success, flashy, show up, whatever that you call.
Hey, but your boyfriend is going to be, not reviewed. The YouTube video is coming out tonight.
You're not going to see his face.
But you're going to see the
conversation.
Interaction.
Yeah. The interaction
8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, later I will show you before
8 p.m. Oh, not on this channel.
Another channel. And you know, like you the thing that he admit to me, like
I want to watch.
I date all the beautiful girl. Okay, you're not even as close to them.
No, because I can see her. I have seen them interact before.
Yeah.
And then just now, okay, the team is excellent at putting the trailer together.
I know.
There was this when you were doing this. You know, there's this picture. There's
you know why? You know why? No, I will tell you that small. I told them the team to cut. I don't know why they both. We still talk like this. You know what he do? He stand and he jump out.
Oh, I'm so tired. I need to take a drink and pee.
No, yeah, precisely this action, right? And immediately I laugh because this is very common when you have an earth sign that is dealing with a very unstable.
Can you imagine
person.
like this clearly him here and I'm here.
And he's quite tall, right? It's quite impossible to miss him.
And he just stand up like that and he jump out from the chair. And he walked like that. He said, I need to go to the toilet. And he just walked straight to the toilet. Like, I was like...
I know. I saw that face. I was like, oh, this is very, very familiar. Because I see this face so often when I'm here. And then Joey's around. And then sometimes he will say something. And then Anne will look at me like... What did he say? Does he mean it? Or is it a joke? Yeah. Or sometimes he will do something and end with that.
Yeah, are you real? Are you for real?
I'm so done with you right now.
Yeah, he is, really. Well, you know, he say what I feel annoying about him, also what he feel annoying about me.
Yeah, I think
he feel annoying when I'm annoying him, and he annoying me more.
Huh? It's fun to annoy. Okay, this is something that I don't know whether it's all Sagittarius, but I'm also the same. I like to poke the people I love. Like when Wong Kai is very
and he annoying until I'm yeah. so boiling.
Yeah. It's fun to make the person like this is the face you want to see like that.
Yeah.
This is the face that you want to see. Then the moment you reaches the people like, okay, never mind, we leave you alone. Then you're like, then you're more annoyed.
So
maybe it's a Sagittarius thing. Yeah. If you're Sagittarius, comment down below. Do you do the same?
Yeah, I think
because I do that to Wong Kai.
I think so.
I was like, oh, then he'd be like,
yeah.
and then when I see Rich here, like almost like so, I'm like, okay, I'm leaving you alone. Then he'd be like,
no, I won't let him alone after that. I will follow him every corner and I will start nagging back. And what did you say just now again? Say again. I want to hear again. What are you trying to do right now? This is why you talk to me right now?
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
more I say that, the more he will look at me and he's laughing. I said, is that funny to you?
Yeah, quite funny.
Wow, is that funny?
Yeah.
Funny. And he continue laughing.
Yeah. It's even more annoying because it's annoying. He finds it funny. We find
the... I said, like, why are you have to make me so upset? And then you try to cool me down.
No need cool down, man. We just leave that after a while, you cool down by yourself.
Like, yeah, but what's the purpose of it?
The purpose is fun.
No purpose.
No, there's no purpose.
You know when you figure it out?
I don't know why, but I find it so enjoyable.
When you figure it out, it's no purpose. You feel like you want to hang
annoyed.
The person.
Even more annoyed.
Yeah, it's like, why?
No, there's no purpose. A lot of the things that we... Why must have purpose? It's just fun. Fun for us. I wouldn't say it's fun for the other person. It's fun for us. Then you can see like,
huh? Yeah. Later I show you the video.
Yeah, later I'm going to watch after yeah. our live stream tonight. I will watch.
No, don't have to wait
tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, she has the exclusive, obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's just the typical of me and my boyfriend conversation.
Yeah,
but
I
yeah,
out of 10 sentences, like if you don't know that well enough, out of 10 sentences, 5 will be
yeah,
like can be. You would think that they're arguing.
Yeah, that's right. Where do we talk to Kanye? Ah, about the girl that if you have a similar like me.
Nani?
Remember, there's nothing wrong if you are the family type of girl. It
no,
mean like,
there's nothing wrong.
Because I'm still have my own career, okay? Mm. It's just, besides I have my career, my family is second important thing to me. My family here included, even my inclusive friend. I don't friend with everyone, so look like I'm outspoken. I'm not. This tech training again, repeat 1,000 times. This tech training. Yeah, it's and the right man will come and upset you for who you are. You know, I
especially when you're older. I think share and subscribe, and we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.